Sunday Central's Form Express.
Yeah, welcome to Form Express. Going to have a look at all the meetings interstate today, plus the Sandown Greyhounds. George Ferrugia will join us. Kyle Galley talk about the Cranbourne Harness meeting as well. Howie Walter is looking at the Sunshine Coast today. We're on a heavy 8 at the moment. It's been pretty wet up there. And there's a lot of scratchings as a result for the program this afternoon. Howard, good morning to you.
Morning to you, Dan. It's nice to have blue skies in Melbourne and the rain elsewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right. Although we did have a fair bit forecast, it must have all migrated north as well. But it's a heavy 8. A lot of meetings through New South Wales and Queensland that were called off yesterday, but obviously with a heavy 8. The Sunshine Coast seems such a magnificent track. I imagine a heavy 8 there for the rain that they're able to hold. Anywhere else, it probably would have been a heavy 16.
Yeah, well, just the background on that, they raced there Friday night, and I'm not sure if you'd be aware, of course, being that time of the week, but that on Friday morning, they made the decision to switch to the all-weather track because it wasn't safe to race. It was too wet. But over the weekend, things have improved enough. There's only the chance of a possible shower today. But given that they couldn't race on the turf Friday night, you'd expect this to stay very much in the heavy range.
We've got Hillsville Greyhounds coming up in a couple of minutes, so we'll get a chance to have a look at the first race. Victoria Shaw's calling at Hillsville. Her tips are 8, 3, 1 and 6. Number 8 is the favourite, Love So Pure, at $1.95. It might take me that long to go through the scratchings. Race 1, it's a heavy 8 at Sunshine Coast today. Race 1, scratch 1, 2, 5, 7, 9, 11, 12, 13, 19, 20, 21, 22, 24. It's like I'm reading the Keno numbers. Late scratching 14, Love's Deal at 8.19 on Stewards, Order of Stewards. Rider for 15, Miss Piero, is Tiffany Brooker. I know it would have been easier to read out the horses that are running, Howie, but nonetheless, we got through them. Chief Hardy's the favourite at 170.
Yeah, so to paint the picture here, Dan, there's 10 runners, 9 of which are either on debut, first up or second up. Majority are lightly raced, so very light on for heavy track form. Unsure who's hard and fit for these conditions. I put number 4, Dembe, on top. This horse trialled very well, winning a Deegan trial. They heavily backed it on the strength of that at Ipswich. And he was, to be frank, he was just disappointing. He finished 5th. The trial was so good, I've got to give him another chance. He maps well on the pace. 3 Chief Arties had the 2 runs from a spell. No excuse on either occasion, but was less than a length from the winner second up when third. Maps well on the pace. 6 Kerchak on debut, David Van Dyke, Ryan Maloney, won a trial. That was on a good track, and it was over 1,200. I like horses to be trialling over 800 if they're sprinters. Maybe this horse wants further, but it's David Van Dyke, no knock. And then 17, Dusty Diamond, no excuses, first up, went fourth, but again, train on the track, maps to get the run of the race. 4, 3, 6, 17.
In the first event. In the second race, I'll run through the scratchings. The omissions are numbers 3 and 7 in race number 2. The rider of 4 Refuel is Boris Thornton. So, is sense. Howard Walter looking at Sunshine Coast on a heavy 8 today. We're up to race 2, the scratchings 3 and 7. Small field, but it looks an open race. Number 2 is the favourite at $3. And again, we're looking at majority of the field debutants.
Correct. 6 starters, 5 on debut. The only horse that has raced Refuel was 2nd in a field of 4 at Rockhampton at its second start after being well beaten at Eagle Farm. So you would expect a first starter to take this race. Our question is which one. I'm going with number 6, the filly, Is She Grey. Won a trial here. Now, that was on a good track, so it's arguably irrelevant, but the time was good. Trained by Stuart Kendrick, such a good record here at home. And with his horses, Dan, when they're resuming or on debut, it really doesn't matter if they drift. He's had many a horse win first up, no money, and win by, three or four lengths. So betting's not a great guide. Number 2, Extra Marty, I've put as the second pick. He won his trial at the Gold Coast. Now, that track was a soft 6. The horse that finished runner-up came out and won by almost 3 lengths at the Gold Coast over 900. So that trial form's already franked. Number 1, All for One, the stablemate of Is She Grey, Stuart Kendrick. Stuart hasn't elected to trial this colt, but I wouldn't be concerned. He seems to get all that correct. And then number 5, Sailor's Secret on debut for Kelly Schweder. It was a close 4th of 7 in a Deegan trial over 650 on a good track. So again, arguably irrelevant. 6, 2, 1, and 5.
6, 2, 1, 5, race 2. Race 3, and the scratchings are 3, 4, and 5. Apple Tart, number 7 at 225, first up.
Yeah, so the two of the three favourites here are first up from spells. I'm going with number 1, Daintree Diva, John Simon, Sheila Laxon. The mare's first up. She won a trial that was over 1,200 metres, admittedly, and this is a 1,000-metre race, so it kind of goes against the grain with how I like the things to unfold. But both prior fresh, the horse is placed, most recently, 1 length 3rd of 6, to a 5 times winner called Super Rare, and that day it was a heavy 8 at the Gold Coast over 900. So that's what I'm focusing on, fresh form on a heavy track. So 1,000 first up, Daintree Diva, on the train on the track. Put her ahead of number 7, Apple Tart, also resuming. This filly won her trial. Now, she's won at Doomben over 1,200 on a heavy 9. That was second up last time in when they also put the blinkers on. So there's no concern whatsoever with the conditions. Number 6, 54 squares. She disappointed the Gold Coast third up. I dare say she races best at home. Her fresh win was good. She placed third on a heavy track back in May. And then number 11, Dream Alina, might be best of the rest. She's an 8-year-old mare. She's had plenty of racing, but her heavy track form is good. 7 starts for 2 wins and a second. She's got no weight. She just might sneak a place. 1, 7, 6, 11.
1, 7, 6, 11. Top pick, Daintree Diva at $4. Race number 4, which is the first leg of the main quaddie. The scratchings are 5, 7, and 13. And equal favourites are 2, Echoes of My Mind, and 10, Kalpana. In fact, 2 is the outright favourite now. $3.20 for number 2, $3.94, Kalpana in the three-year-old maiden.
Well, number 2, Echoes of My Mind, went straight into the black book after his debut. He settled down midfield, got shuffled back in the run. Then he got a clear run at the top of the straight and ran on strongly to the line, finishing 4th of 15, beating 2.5 lengths by Deep Tempest. Now, Deep Tempest, trained by David van Dyke, next start, came out and ran a terrific second in Saturday Metro Class at the Sunshine Coast. So it's a very good form line. It was an excellent effort on debut. It was $151 on the day, if you don't mind. But what we don't know is heavy track. Hasn't trialled on the wet. That race was on good track. So that's the question mark. And you'd like to think they can run on. He looks like a horse that'll be allowed to find his position around midfield. Stepping up to 1,600 suits. So number 2 on top, ahead of 3 Kings Contract. This horse has got the race fitness edge. 4 starts this time in. Maps well on the pace. Hasn't been far away, running 4th or 5th each and every start this campaign. Number 4, Military Men. Comes out of the same race as Echoes of My Mind. Covered ground, should strip fitter. So only seen a heavy track once, and that was on debut when trained in New South Wales, finished down the track at Newcastle. But now with Chris Munts, if he wants to run, give the horse support. And then number 10, Kalpana. She's had the 2 starts from a spell. Second up, ran 3rd on a soft track the first time the filly had raced in the wet. But as I say, if 2 gets through the ground, it should be very hard to beat. 2, 3, 4, 10.
Race 5. The scratchings are 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, and 10. Number 3 was a late scratching at 8.55 this morning. Don't like putting pressure on our tipsters, but if you don't box the first 4 up here, I'll be asking for an inquiry.
There's 4 runners, and you know what they say about small fields, and yet I do keep coming back to the favourite. Number 8, Redstone, trained on the track by Natalie McCall, carries 52.5 after the claim. This time in, he's been carrying 59 and 57 last start. And the bottom line is Redstone's had 2 starts in the heavy and he's won them both. So he's got everything going for him today. As I say, hasn't been far away at any of these 4 starts this time in, all on top of the ground. So he tips himself, I think, number 8, Redstone, but you've got to want to take odds on. Number 7, Federal Agent. The obvious danger, I say that cautiously, he's placed 3 of 11 this time in. He hasn't won for almost a year, but he does cope with the conditions. And then I've put 9 in for 3rd. Keller's Shelter. Originally raced in New South Wales, then spent time in the Northern Territory, has never raced on a wet track, is now trained out of Gympie. He's had 2 starts this campaign for Lee Wanless. 5th at Wandone first up, but then 4th or 5th at Eagle Farm, beaten less than 5 lengths. Who knows with the wet? And that leaves number 11, Magic Lad, to bring him home running last. 8, 7, 9, 11.
8, 7, 9, 11, race number 5. In the 6th event, the scratchings are 3, 4, 6, 10, 12, 13, 15, 18, and 20. The rider of 1, Dulcie Ty, Jake Malloy. Rider of 5, Cool Intelligence, James Orman. And just getting back to race 2, the rider of 4, Refuel, is Boris Thornton. So race 6, the favourite at the moment, number 5, Cool Intelligence, at $3.90.
I like the price of number 1, Dulcie Ty, sitting on $8.50. Might get better as closer to the starting time. Look, this mare's fitting well. She's either finished first or second at her latest 4 starts. 2 starts to go here in the big field of 14. She led for a long way. Got beaten a length and a bit on the line by Torawatto, but she gave a big side. She was too good at Kilcoy on the soft. She's won 1 of 3 in the heavy. She looks likely to lead here. So unless that looks a no-no, I just thought she's a fair bet on an each-way basis. Number 1, Dulcie Ty. Ahead of 8, Raquette, placed 4 of 6 this time in. Likely to go forward from that barrier, settle somewhere in the first few. Raquette's won 1 of 3 in the heavy, and that win was this track and distance, heavy 10 back in March. So certainly gets her chance. Number 5, Cool Intelligence. You can look at this horse 2 ways. She's either a wet tracker or she's just a first-up specialist. First up last time in, she won well, and then she couldn't even run a place at Mackay or Townsville at her next 4 starts. Second, first up this time in, she again won well at the Gold Coast on a heavy 8. She's second up today. So you either treat her as a wet tracker or you worry that she's just a first-up specialist. And then number 19, Rations. Rations is infamous for placing second to Incentivise when Incentivise won his maiden oh so impressively. She's only second up today, Rations, so perhaps one more. But if they are running on, she should be strong late. Whatever she does today, she'll improve upon. She's placed 2 or 4 on the soft. 1-8-5-19.
1-8-5-19. Race 7, the last Sunshine Coast scratch, 1-3-6-11-13-14. And Elegant Drover's the clear favourite here, 225.
And hard to beat, Dan. She's just had the 2 start. He's had the 2 starts from a spell. Second first up over the 1400. Got on the heavy 8 here. This track and distance over 1800 and was too good winning by a length. Maps well. Jimmy Orman retains the ride. When you go through the others, it's hard to make a case for anything. It's pretty much clutching at straws. Whereas Elegant Drover, he dips himself having that heavy win and he placed on a heavy 10 early in his career. Hard to beat. Ahead of 4, Just a Patsy. I think Just a Patsy's the danger because he maps very well in front. There shouldn't be any on-pace opposition. Not convinced he's going to improve in the West, but he just should get a kind run. Number 12, Gulfoss. Look, a disappointing horse. Only won 1 from 17 after a promising start to her career. First few starts were sound. Now very much take on trust. It's a good run first up. Failed to place since. And then number 9, Port Morant, just had the 1 start, was slow out 3 lengths. And that was the maiden I was talking about earlier, beat 10 Pest 1, and it goes in my mind, comes out of. Just the 1 start, slow out 3 lengths, could improve. 2, 4, 12 and 9.
That's in the last 2, 4, 12 and 9. Howard Walter at the Sunshine Coast, or looking at the Sunshine Coast. Your overview of the day with your best and play of the day and quaddy.
Well, I think be patient. I think the best for the day is race 7, number 2, Elegant Drover. I think the best value is in race 6, number 1, Dulcie Ty. For the quaddie, start off with 2, 3, 4, 10, into 7 and 8, into 1, 5, 8, 19, and come home with 2 and 4, a few more units of the 2 than the 4, if you can play it that way. And the play of the day, again, race 7, try this trifecta, 2 to win, 4 to run second, 9, 10, 12 to run third, and then 2 to win, 9, 10, 12 to run second, and 4 to run third. So just hoping that Just a Patsy gets that soft run and keeps a place, and Elegant Drover gets the money.
Good luck. Look forward to it, Sunshine Coast, for the best race 7, number 2. Howie, thanks very much. Good luck.
Good on you, Dan. Have a great day.
Howard Walter there looking at the Sunshine Coast. Shane Montgomery is at Newcastle today. We'll say a quick hello to set up that program on a heavy 8 before we go to Healesville. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, all.
We're looking at a heavy 8 track today. I noticed the forecast was for rain. Do you know where that might end up then?
Well, obviously, if they get any more, it can only get to the it's very seriously dangerous situation of being washed out, but it is a it's a terrific track. Not just trying to be Mr. Nice Guy when I say that. If they can just get through without torrential rain, there might be a downgrade throughout the day, Brendan. But hopefully we get all races run and everybody gets home safely.
Rails out 2 metres, and the track is currently rated as a heavy 8. So we'll come back shortly and have a chat to you about your thoughts today at Newcastle. They're at the boxes, or arriving at the boxes, for race 2. Heavy 8 quaddie legs with Shane Montgomery. Shane, the first leg of the quaddie race 5. We haven't got any scratchings here. And the favourite is Freedom Square at $2.40.
Yeah, it might be one of the only races in the metropolitan provincial area over the whole weekend where there isn't a scratching. But Freedom Square's a lightly raced gelding. He makes a debut at Newcastle today. He's having his first start at Newcastle. Dan, he found the line strongly to score at Gosford last start. He's ready to cope over this distance today. Thought his main danger was number 5, Deniliquin, who opened his account last start at Gosford. The winning margin was slender, but the effort was much better than it reads on paper. Must be treated with great respect. Number 6, Outlook, has been given a freshen up since she stuck to a task last start at Cranbourne. Stepping back in distance from 2,600 shouldn't pose a problem. And if she can rate what she rated there, she'll be very hard to beat. Number 3, Terwilliger, I thought was next best. Failed to finish in the placings during recent engagements, but he has been competing in town. He'll greatly appreciate the switch back to provincial grade, Dan. 1, 5, 6, and 3.
Race 6, the scratchings are 4 and 10. Rider of Parama is Aaron Bullock. Number 5, this is an open race. Aureus Angel at 4.20 favourite at the moment.
I thought number 8, Adelinda, was entitled to be a favourite at about $4, but has been in work for some time. She's making her Newcastle debut as well. She's maintained consistency within this distance range at her most recent 3 outings. She's in very astute hands, Adelinda. She can be expected to hold a form today. Number 3, Aureus Angels, having his 3rd start in the first campaign. She gave her every indication last start when she tackled 1,100 at Hawkesbury that a step up to this journey will now be suitable. 11, Miss Milton, was produced after a break of 4 weeks when she stuck to a task in defeat at Dubbo last start. She's got scope to improve, especially off this quicker backup. And 13, Short Shorts, trialled at Randwick in very late October. She today faces the starter for the first time, and I thought in that trial she did enough to command respect to the first start. 8, 3, 11 and 13.
All clears there on race 2 at Healesville. 7, Demon Flyer, 251, 30. 1, Rip Jazz, 230. 3, Dew Kicker, 470. Quinella, 1560. Exacta, $20.10. Trifecta, $213.70. The first 4, $848.70. $10.50 for the running double. Race 3, Healesville, due in 15 minutes at 11.45. Looking at the quaddie legs at Newcastle today with the... 3rd leg, we're up the 3rd leg now. Yeah, race number 7,
yes,
with the scratchings of 1, 2, 3, 8 and 13. Riders of 14, Manangatang is Daryl McClellan, and 15, Trust Me, is Alan Hennessy. Favourite in what looks another open affair, $3.80 is Major Murphy.
Number 9, Lonely Power, presents first up. He's unbeaten after first two starts in his first campaign. He's making a provincial debut, and he's been given a stable change since the latest of 2 trials since his spell. That trial was at Scone, and I think he's ready to fire first up on what is his home track now, number 9, Lonely Power. Number 4, Major Murphy, was kept fresh before he was responsible for a most pleasing effort last start at Hawkesbury. He's also been kept fresh for this assignment today, and he can rate high enough to win. 7, Members Only, is a very lightly raced gelding. He's already proven on this track, though. He's resuming today after trialling in September and in October. He can cope over this distance first up. And 8, Adios Steve, was first up when he found the line strongly at Wyong last start. He should relish the step up from only 1,000 a day with that first up effort under his belt. 9, 4, 7, 10.
Okay, Shane Montgomery looking at the Newcastle program and the quaddie legs, heavy 8. Race 8, scratchings are 2, 5, 6 and 9. And Sakwan at 2.50, a pronounced favourite here.
Yeah, it presents back at home today, number 7, Sakwan. Displayed great determination to score last start at Rose Hill. He was competing over 1,300 that day, clearly indicated he's likely to greatly appreciate the distance rise he's attempting here. 13 Grand Rumour was also an acceptor for the meeting held at Canterbury and at Rose Hill on Friday night and on Saturday, so they've been very particular about where Grand Rumour was going to have its next start. Presents at home today and is, I think, the clear main danger to number 7, Sakwan. 15 Zoo de Moon was attempting to notch a hat-trick when she handed in an honest effort in defeat here after more than 3 weeks off last start. The quicker backup could be considered as a plus. And 11, Always on Show, presents second up today after missing the start, did nothing to aid her cause at Gosford last start. The step up from 1,200 on this biggest circuit should suit her here. 11, Always on Show. So my numbers in the last 7, 13, 15 and 11.
And Shane, your overview of today with your best bets, play of the day and quaddie?
Well, I hope that race 7, number 9, Lonely Power, can remain untapped after today. It's 2 for 2 in the country and, as I said, makes its debut in a provincial circuit. So race 7, number 9, Lonely Power, hopefully the best. The next best in the last, number 7, Sakwan. If you're winning, I would suggest better save a bet on number 13, Grand Rumour, if you're winning coming into the race. I hope the best value, you hit the nail on the head, Dan, when you said it was an open race, race 6, number 8, Adelinda. And the play of the day, race 7, number 9, Lonely Power, put the winnings on race 8, number 7, Sakwan.
Okay, and all decent value coming to the last with $2.50 for Sakwan there. Shane, thanks very much for this morning. Good luck today.
Absolute pleasure, Dan. Thank you.
Shane Montgomery there looking at Newcastle. Well, Heavy 8 seems to be the theme. It is at Grafton today as well. Ian Humphreys is casting his eye over that program today. We're going to have a look at the quaddie legs. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Brendan.
The first leg of the quaddie today, race number 4. Naturally got a few scratchings. 4, 11, 12, 13, 14 and 15. The rider of 17, John Grisdale. 18 is Georgina McDonnell. And the favourite has been Foggy. Well, it's been rainy and now it's been Foggy. Number 6 at 260.
Yeah, I thought he'd be hard to beat. He raced on the pace from resuming on the wet track and was just beaten. He looks hard to beat here. Number 3, Rock Odyssey, has had plenty of tries but doesn't mind getting through the wet track. Number 9, Asserting Resuming, has shown ability last time in and put in number 1 and number 1 Resuming and Bridge in for 4. So I've gone 6, 3, 9 and 1.
Race 5, scratch 1, 2, 5 and 6. Rider of 15, Pursuers, Jai Williams. 17, Secret Largo is Olivia Pickering. 380, number 3, Shirazzle heads the market, but only just.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Hang on, right. The wrong race here. We have to race 5. Yeah, go on.
Oh, sorry, did I give the wrong one? I jumped ahead.
No, you're right.
No, I was right. Yep, okay.
No, you're right. The race 5, yep. Number 4, I'm going to Cashew. Led 3 out to win at Lismore last time over this trip from Barrier 1. She'll be the leader again and no problems on the wet track. Number...
Okay, might have a line problem there.
We'll put in number 11, cutting loose in for 4. So I've gone 4, 8, 3, 11.
So that's race 5, 4, 8, 3 and 11. We just lost you for a few seconds there. So 4, 8, 3, 11 in the fifth event. Ian, race number 6, the scratchings are 6, 10, 12 and 13. The favourite is Deep Mirror at 270, number 8.
You're going with number 2 here, Swanston. He's had 2 runs back from the spill. He's good record at the 1,400 metres. He's had 2 runs on the heavy track for a first and a placing. So I did like him from number 8. Deep Mirror is the main danger. Just beaten her past 2 runs on the wet tracks. And I think they're the main 2. Number 4, Real Gent. He can improve at his 3rd run back from the spill. And it'll be number 9, Fight for Love, in for 4. So I've gone 2, 8, 4 and 9.
And in the last event, race 7, the last there, scratch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 16. The rider of 17, let him go, is Chris Caserta. And the favourite is number 9, Inspiration at 280.
Yeah, I thought this was the best of the day, Brendan. Inspiration was very impressive, breaking through over 1,450 metres last time on the wet track, getting out this extra journey, so there's no problem. Number 8, Blinding Light. The other lightly raced one with less convictions than most. It says draw it out wide, but probably won't matter by this stage on the wet track. Number 7, Scatman into third, and number 12, Above the Lad, Above the Lot, next piece. I've gone 9, 8, 7, and 12.
And Ian, your best bets on the card?
Yeah, he's the best bet in race 7, number 9, Inspiration. Best value, we'll go back to race 5, number 4, which is I'm going to cash you. Quite the first leg, we'll take numbers 1, 3, 6, and 9. Second leg, 3, 4, 8. Third leg, 2, 4, 8. And just numbers 8 and 9 in the last.
Oh, good on you. Thanks, Ian. Have a good day.
Thanks, Brendan.
Ian Humphreys there looking at Grafton. Nadia Horns casting her eye over the Strathalbyn card today. We're going to kick off Nadia having a look at the first leg of the quaddie, which is race number 4. Good morning to you. Hope you're well.
Oh, I'm pretty good, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. What I'd like to say, I'm cashed up, ready to improve my bank balance today, but the truth is I may well be chasing a little bit and I need every bit of help I can get.
Well, let's see what we could do in this first leg of the Quaddy Race 4. Look, I do think number 4, Mighty Mabel, does look pretty hard to beat. She's had a few runs back this time in. She gets into one of those apprentice races, and they tend to run them along at a pretty strong speed. That 3 kilo claim will really assist, and I do feel that the 550 on offer does represent some value because she has shown ability in much stronger races than this in the past. So I'll put the 4 on top. Obviously, 5 Cartier Tiara is trained around here. She's got a very good record at her home track, and she's been a real model of consistency, and she gets probably one of the leading apprentices and Ben Price aboard taking off his 2. 1, Alpheus has drawn well, resumed from a spell, and then we've gone out to number 6, Equichuck, as the next pick. But I've gone 4, 5, 1, 6 in the first leg of the Quaddy Race 4.
And in that race, the scratchings, 11 and 12, they didn't get runs, but Liberty Blue was a late scratching, number 3 taken out at 8.30 this morning. The riders, 2 Final Chance, Gary Lowe, 10 Celtic Saint is Tegan Vorham. Race 5, second leg of the quaddie. This looks a pretty good race. Maybe Fate the favourite, Nadia, at 2.70.
Yeah, we always see these horses go around in town. You know, we've got some Saturday winners here for sure. So this is probably the better class race of the program. And I do think that number 5... Maybe Fate is the one to beat. Started well in the market in a race in town last time out and just missed on the inner track over the 12.50 in the race, won by Our Deep Agenda. It was only beaten a couple of lengths. It sort of got back a little bit and was trapped deep without any cover, so it was just more like run-of-the-race stuff. You have a look at this race today with a claim, small-type field, in a track which I really do think will suit it. So I'm putting the 5 on top, maybe Fate. I've got the 4 Fulton Street in as the main danger. He'll derive a heck of a lot of benefit out of that run first up. He's trained here, drawn inside. He'll be up on speed. 7 Jarmins is another who's racing well this time in. And then out to number 8 Carbine. I've gone 5, 4, 7, 8, race 5.
Race 6 at the Strathalbyn scratch 10 and 12. Number 4, Bamyan Buddha is the popular pick.
And I would say that it's the one to beat here, Dan, Banyan Buddha. He was scratched from a race yesterday where, you know, it was probably around an $8, $10 chance in Saturday grade. So you would feel that this lesser quality of field is really going to work into its hands. It's only fairly lightly raced, was a winner second up. Does have the 59 kilos to lump, but it looks like it's got upside. I've got number 9 Run and Tell in as the main danger. It gets in very well at the weights after Angus Chung will take off his 3 kilos. He's coming off of a last start placing. I then went out to 13 Zipper Keed, who's drawn well, and 11 Magic D for fourth. 4, 9, 13, 11, race 6.
And the last of 7 at Strathalbyn, where the track is rated as a good 4, scratch 10, 11, and 14. Ben Price rides 12 Sostenido, and it's 2 Euro Gem in a relatively open race at 3.70. Who's the favourite?
Yeah, tricky race to finish the program. 7 kilowatt, though, has drawn well. It's been going around this preparation and been very consistent. But for mine, it's been going around in slightly tougher races than this, and I do feel that the weights with the 58 kilos against this type of opposition, that he gets in pretty well, and you're getting a good price to take a punt at the $5. So I like the 7 kilowatt. Obviously, 2 Euro Gem, he's hit a purple patch of form this preparation where he was able to string a couple on end before going around in an apprentice race last time out where he really wasn't suited by the race shape. 4 reinvigorates, fitter for 1 run back, and then I've gone out to the 5, next pick, go boo-boo. But 7, 2, 4, 5 in the last.
Okay, Nadia, your best bets at Strathalbyn?
I think the best comes up in race 5 here, Dan. I did think that the 5 may be Fate was the one to beat. Maybe the horse at odds, something on Kilowatt at around that $5, $6 mark, race 7, number 7. Quaddie today, 4-5 first leg, 4-5, 7 in the second, 4-9 in the third leg, and come home with runners 1, 2, 4, 5 and 7. And our player of the day will take an all-up race 5, number 5, into race 6, number 4.
I like it. Nadia, thank you very much for that. Good luck at Strathalbyn.
Thanks, Dan.
Today's best trots plays, the Trots Form Express.
Kyle Galley's at Cranbourne today, 5:54, the first of seven. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you as well. Hearing you calling the greyhounds during the week and bobbing up. On your side of town, though, still wearing the black shorts, which is good for you. We're going to have a look at the first leg of the quaddie at Cranbourne, which is race number 4. Smallish field, but gee, it's an open race. Pretty easy at 3:40 will run the favourite.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing you're going to ask me for my roughie later on, and this is actually it. I've gone the way of number 2, C Rover. This morning, 8:50 opened on the tab fixed odds into $6.50, $7 a few moments ago. So it is first up since the 5th of August, but see, it's trialled okay at Geelong, ran fourth in a trial there. So I've gone 2 to beat 3, 1 and 6, but yeah, pretty interesting race to start the quaddie race 4.
Yeah, at least from that good gate, you've got M. Bellman in good form at the moment as well. So that's on your side. I tend to think it might be overs as well. You might have found something there. Race 5 is for the two-year-olds. Now, number 8 is a scratching. It's Bull Speed Ahead at $2 is the favourite here. Horse number 7 from the debutante number 1, Flower Top Mountain at $2.25.
Yeah, well, I've left it out, number 7, but that might just enhance its chances. I had the scratching on top, actually. I've gone with the two first starters, Flower Top Mountain for Bill Galea. It's a good draw for its first run tonight. To beat 6 Raw for Roscoe, raced and trained by Juanita Breen, obviously has to overcome that wide draw. 5 Sapphire Gambler, and then outside of those, 3 Blood Moon. But it's a going to be another very interesting race with those first starters in the mix for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure those fixed odds, that market there, it'll change significantly. As will, I imagine, race number 6, another two-year-old maiden. The scratching is number 2, but it's the debutante, Justify, the only runner on the back row, is the favourite, but from a very strong stable at 175.
Yeah, it is my on-top selection there, number 8, Justify, as you say, for Russell Jack and James Herbertson. With the inside second row draw, they'll be able to make up their mind whether they'll go inside or outside, I guess, there in what is, I thought, probably not the stronger of the two divisions. 6 Red Hot Assassin, one start for 4th, was in the betting on that occasion, outside of those 5 Eaton Rock, and 3 Strapping Red, so 8-6-5-3 my order for race number 6.
And in the last there, scratch number 3, well, $1.60 Diego's Diamond.
Yeah, I think it'll be winning the last Diego's Diamond. It is the best for the night, but it's at a good things quote. Two runs ago, wasn't beaten all that far at Tabcorp Park and then didn't really get into the race at Ballarat last time out. I note that it's had 6 runs at Cranbourne for a win and 3 minors. So I think that certainly ticks a few boxes there in the last, and the short quote is certainly about there. 2 from 7, 5 and 4, but we can perhaps go the 2-1 out in the last and have a decent throw in the stumps as far as the final leg is concerned.
After race number 3. Kyle Galley, thanks for hanging on. Kyle, what are your best bets at Cranbourne this evening?
Yeah, well, I've made the best race 7, as we mentioned, number 2, Diego's Diamond. Not looking at very flash odds at the moment, but I think we can put it 1 out in the final leg of the quaddie tonight. And as we mentioned, I thought maybe that little bit of value there in race number 4. Sea Rover has been a bit of a nibble for it this morning, and Connection's making a long trip over to Cranbourne from the Western Districts. So I think it's got a good chance first up, race 4, number 2.
Yeah, no, you've won me over there. I think it's good value as well. Kyle, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy your night's calling at Cranbourne.
Will do. Thanks very much, Dan.
Looking for the top dogs. The Greyhound Form Express.
And the previous at Healesville, sixth the winner, 5.30, 1.90 Gotham Baroness, 9.60 still got time, no dividend third, Quinella 63.50, Exacta 175.80, the trifecta 2,334.60, first four $1,600.20, you feel robbed then, $14.80 for the running double after race number three. George Ferrugia joins us on the back of what's been a terrific week of greyhound action, and we're back to the scene of the highlight on Friday night at Sandown this afternoon. How are you, George?
Yeah, good, Dan. Yeah, look, it's always nice to watch a Melbourne Cup live and see people back on course, Dan. That was probably the big thing, and we've seen Kablem's lead from go to low, mate, and Fernando Bale as a sire. That was his third Melbourne Cup victory as a sire, and he was just too good. And well done to Dave and Rose Deal winning their second Melbourne Cup from the last 4 years. It's hard enough to get a dog in the final, Dan, so to win two of the last four, that speaks volumes about what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Great having a bit of atmosphere back at the track. I got to call Koblenz the day he won his 10th straight, and it was actually quite a thrill on that occasion. It does not shock me at all to see him go on to where he's at today. Well, there might be another next year's Melbourne Cup winner could be going around at Sandown today. We'll have a look at the quaddie legs. Race number five, which is at 3.12 this afternoon. No scratchings. Golden Ratio, $2 favourite.
Yeah, look, it's a tough race. A really tricky way to start the quaddy. My numbers are 3 to beat 6, 2 and 5. I've got number 3 on top, and that's a greyhound called Teddy 2. Look, his form's been okay. He's been knocking on the door recently, Dan. And look, his run last start at Sandown was okay. I think he gets in with a little bit of a chance here. Of the others, I've thrown in number 6, Joppa's Liberty. Its last win came at the Meadows 5 starts ago when it showed some speed. If you can get to the front in a race like this, it might go a long way of proving victory. Number 2, Golden Ratio. Really solid record here. It's placed in 10 of 16. And then we'll throw in number 5, Supercomputer, whose runs at Sale and Sandown in the latter part of October and early November have been okay. Tough race, 3 to beat 6, 2 and 5.
Second leg of the quaddie, race number 6, the favourite number 2, but only just Fernando's Quest, 260, one Fantastic Raven at 270.
Another tough one, but real quality greyhounds here. 1 to beat 3, 2 and 5. Fantastic Raven's got a lot of early speed. Should be able to dictate from the inside draws. Got a terrific record from inside there, Dan. Aston Tango is looking for 4 on the trot. A couple of its wins have been really impressive, including a 24.99 win at Shepparton 2 starts ago. Number 3, Fernando's Quest, as you mentioned, will be getting to the line very, very well. And number 4, Chase Me Honey, is a greyhound from New South Wales, Dan, who's won 10 out of 27. A couple of its wins at Dapto have been very impressive. Now, it has had a start at Sandown where it missed the kick. It'll benefit from that run at its best, certainly in contention. 1 to beat 3, 2, 5.
Third leg of the quaddie, race number 7. Wigram Road at 2.40 is the favourite. They all start field of 8.
Yeah, 1 to beat 8, 5 and 2. Wigram Road, as you said. Having its first start here at Sandown, last start when its sale was good, came from the clouds. It was a very, very nice run. It's got some acceleration. Got it on top to beat number 8, Ambitious. Clearly better than its recent form. It's got a PB of 29.50 here. Then we'll throw in number 5, All in Dougie, and number 4, Mount View Emma. 1 to beat 8, 5 and 2.
And race 8, final leg of the quaddie, reserves not required. Aces of Trumps, $3 from the squeeze box, 5.
7 to beat 5 and 3. Yeah, Dan, tough tears on top for me. I think if he brings his A game, he'll be hard to beat. Been racing against some very good greyhounds. Ran 6 in the heat of the Melbourne Cup, stepping up to a distance that suits him. Number 5, Aces of Trumps, as you mentioned, really nice win at Horsham last start in 27.39. Having his first start over 600 here, but his form over 600 at the Meadows is good. And number 3, Shannon Kim, another one that'll give him a start, but will be coming home strong. 7 to beat 5 and 3.
Okay, and what about you? Any other best bets around legs of the quaddy and any plays of the day?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll go race 11, number 4, greyhound called Weblek Raider. The last couple of starts at Sandown, Dan, it placed behind Wow She's Fast, who, of course, is featured heavily in the last 2 months as being one of the up-and-comers of the sport, and also ran second to Aussie Secret, who started in the Melbourne Cup final. Ran 5th in the heat of the Melbourne Cup. It's got a vacant box on its inside. Just needs a little bit of room to move early, and I think it can show its class. Race 11, number 4. And just recapping those quaddie numbers, Dan, 2, 3, 5, and 6. into 1, 2, 3, and 5, into 1, 2, 5, and 8, and we come home with 3, 5, and 7.
Okay, have a good day today at Sandown. Thanks, George.
No worries, you too, mate.